I wanted to be an actress, and now I work on screens. I'm on stage. I give interviews. I do videos. And I have, yes, last story, it's I have a pseudonym. Spalato, it's not my true name. I totally invented, like actors. My true name is very French. It's Perrier, which is in English Perrier, in Spanish Perrier. It's, it don't sound good. So it was when I entered in Codebol, I have this public profile, and I was living in Croatia. My partner is from Croatia. And we think, okay, I have to find another name. That's, yes. And so we think in French, Spalato is the ancient name, the Roman name, Italian name of Split. If you type Spalato on internet, you will see the city of Split in Croatia, which is beautiful. And I was living there at this time. So this is where my name comes from.
Hello and welcome to Developer's Journey, the podcast bringing you the making of stories of successful software developers to help you on your upcoming journey. I'm your host, Tim Bourguignon. On this episode, I receive Alexandra Spalato. Alexandra dipped her toes in many, many industries, from pharmacy and business to acting, PR, investment, and web development, finally, I would say. As a dev, she wore many hats as well, from freelance to entrepreneur, and it's given her a fabulous mix of experiences to bring to the table. She currently rocks as a DevRel engineer at Storyblock, diving deep into the Jamstack and headless architectures. Alexandra, a warm welcome to Dev Journey.
Hello, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to receive you here today. But before we come to your story, I want to thank the terrific listeners who support the show every month. You are keeping the Dev Journey lights up. If you would like to join this fine crew and help me spend more time on finding phenomenal guests than editing audio tracks, please go to our website, devjourney.info, and click on the Support Me on Patreon button. Even the smallest contributions are giant steps toward a sustainable Dev Journey journey. Thank you. And now back to today's guest. So as you know, Alex, the show exists to help the listeners understand what your story looked like and imagine how to shape their own future. So As is usual on the show, let's go back to your beginnings. Where would you place the start of your dev journey?
I don't know exactly what the dev journey working, earning my life of, as developer, I would say 10 years ago, but my first contact with the web, not even development, was in 2002 by sharing an apartment. But I have to go long before to tell you all my path.
We're all about stories, so let's go there.
Okay, so long, long ago, I wanted to be an actress. That's what I really wanted. And perhaps this choice was because I was shy when I was a child. But I was extrovert, and that was really hard to live because I wanted contact with people, and I'm energized by people, etc. But I was not confident, so I think that was I was appealing to be on stage, you know, to struggle with that. So, but before going to that, my family wanted to make studies, etc., and I studied pharmacy, and to be honest, I was not really interested. So I was I was going to the university and partying a lot. I was going out a lot, etc., and learning before exams. But now, if I go back to that, I realize that I didn't learn about pharmacy. I think many people know much more than me about medicaments, etc. Because I get sick, etc. I never get sick. I think I ate it so much pharmacy that I don't be sick, so I don't have to go. So I'm never sick. And I was learning. I was studying just 1 month before my exam. Generally in summer, because I just waiting the last chance. And I think that teach me to learn, to be a fast learner. Oh, I was perhaps a fast learner before, but it make it really in my ADN to how to learn something quickly and to enter that and crunch it, you know? And mm-hmm. I was not really passionate about pharmacy, but I realized that something I love is the process of learning. And I was good at that. So yes, I love learning things. I realized that there. So after that, I did a business school. Because family, pharmacy plus business school, etc. And then I was not learning 1 month before, but 1 week before, because many things like marketing, etc. are finally quite intuitive. So, and then I went, I failed the exams because it was a question I didn't know. And I realized my life. Suddenly I realized that I was at my exam table. I remember that and realized, oh, but that's, now it's not just studying and, okay, enjoying my life and learning 1 month before, you know, it's really working at a company or something. And it's not what I like. And so, and I was not excited anymore by passing exams, by the challenge, because I was liking the challenge too. And so I was not motivated. So I'm failing. And because of that, I had 6 months of a sort of hole, and I went to Paris. And I applied to a drama school because that's what I wanted to do. And I didn't come back to finish the business school. So my family was crazy. And yes, I loved it, but I didn't succeed. I think it was not my path. And I was a very bohemian life, trying things, meeting people. But so also, I think being in this kind of life, you are solving problems. You are solving life problems because it's quite bohemian and complicated, and it's creative. And at the end, the code is creation too. So I was there in Paris. I did many things. I wanted to be a casting director then. And of course, I have to earn my life, so to do other things. And so I was mostly in sales jobs because I'm more a contact person, communication person, that I'm not practical at all. So even you know, jobs like working at restaurants and things were not for me. So only sales and communication. Pharmacy, I tried because I had the diploma. I didn't finish the thesis, but I could work in a pharmacy, but it was really, really not for me. I was literally counting the seconds. It was really, yes, I remember that. I had an internship and I was counting the seconds. So I really hated that. So it was terrible. And so in 2002, I was sharing an apartment and my roommate was a photographer, but he was earning his life by doing websites.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. And so I didn't know what to do with my life at this moment. I see the actress thing where it was quite complicated to suck it into that. And I knew I wanted to be independent. I didn't want to work for a company at this moment. And that I love learning. And so I asked him, oh, how much money you make? He was not making so much money, but for me, it was enough at this time. And okay, you were working from home and you have learned by yourself. Yes. Oh, so I can do it. And I didn't have a computer. I have a shitty computer that I buy for nothing. So I was not, I have nothing around about tech, about computers, etc. in my life. I had no people in tech. No, it was really something totally out of my universe at this moment. But I enter into that with Dreamweather in visual, because was not thinking about coding, you know. I'm not a math person. Yes, I'm not a math person. I didn't do puzzles. I even don't drink coffee. So, and I'm a right brain, I think, yes, more than a left one. And so it was fun because I'm a creative. Yes, I'm a right brain. I'm a creative. So I say, wow, I can create things. And I remember passing the whole night creating a fake website about my partner, you know, crazy things, etc. And because I was hooked by that, by creating something. And it was a time with Dreamweaver where we have these buttons, you know, with this stars that was turning. And so I was trying all this crazy animation, because when you begin, you love them. You don't realize that it's totally shit. Your taste develop later. And but at this time, I learned HTML templates too, but I didn't get into code. Perhaps I built some websites, some for business ideas I had and things like that. But it was just the seed. And so this was in 2002. And then I did many things. I went to even bring in investors in IPOs and things, and working at public relations as assistant. And so that this was in 2011. And in this position, that was really not fun. I ask my boss, oh, you don't have a website. I can do it for you for 500 euros. I can do a website. And I did it with Wix. It was Wix in Flash at this time.
Ooh, okay.
But it's this seed I had reborn. And I created something that was really nice. And I was really hooked by that. And then I discovered WordPress. And WordPress, as you know, you don't know, come with many pre-built themes, etc. And in the beginning, when I discovered that, was like, wow, this is how it works. It was like taking out the veil of something. Oh, that's how you do it. And I was hooked with that at all my free time. I was passing it, taking a theme from WordPress and trying to build something and see how it works and learning a bit of HTML. And beginning to do websites for actors, singers, and people like that. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, the change was she was working with a jeweler, and the communication agency from the jeweler, we became friends. And one day I had this guy on the phone. I say, hey, I'm selling some websites with WordPress, etc. I say, oh, how have you done it, Siba? I have learned. And, but I will need you. And so quickly after, I was working with this agency, but as freelancer, because I wanted to be a freelancer, so I was working from home. And my work was just to implement the WordPress theme. He told me, okay, take this theme, implement it with this feature and make a tutorial for the intern. So I was doing that. So it was 6 months after I began, I was earning my life with that. I quit the PR agency and I was already earning my life. But then I get bored of working with themes. And so welcome to Hello to CSS, a little bit CSS. And I remember it was in 2012 and the first time I took a logo and I put it from the theme was on the right and they need it in the middle and I put it in the middle of into CSS. I was, wow, that's amazing. I was amazed just by that. And again, it was discovering something new and that thing, it's in development for me is always like that. You think something, how to do that? And you discover how to do it. It's wow. And then, okay, it becomes something common and you need more. It's like a drug at the end, you know, because you need more and more and more and to not get bored because I'm quickly bored. And so that was with CSS. And then I get bored of working with WordPress themes, of course. So I learn how to build WordPress theme with PHP. Mm-hmm. I don't like PHP, but well, it was only front-end PHP, so I was really, really front-end. And after that, I quit this agency and I entered in Codeable, which is a platform for WordPress experts. And it was just beginning at this time. Now entering is really complicated, but it was in 2014. It was easier. It was a beginning. And that was great because I was really beginning, but yes, I was good at design. That's the summer before beginning really with the web. I pass it looking tutorials at Photoshop. So I have the eye for design, naturally. Mm-hmm. I'm not a designer because I don't master the tools. I prefer development because it's like giving life to things. But it gives me an advantage as freelancer because you know how to make things nice. Mm-hmm. And that's a big advantage to enter in Codeable. I made a website with a builder, you know, because I was not into PHP, but it was really nice in colors and things, and it was creative. So I enter in Codeable, and then I have clients from all over the world that was paying well, etc. And that was, the beginning really more professional and building custom things. And I end up building custom WordPress theme, really advanced with a custom back office and everything. I was not using pre-made themes at all. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And of course, I get bored.
just before we go to the after boredom. You gradually added more and more and more to your theme building. At first, it was very much theme tweaking, taking a theme that already exists and just changing stuff and adding a little bit. And then in the end, it was not just the theme, but WordPress as a whole ecosystem of plugins and really making the theme work with a plugin and actually the whole spectrum of customizing WordPress for customers. Is that right?
Giving you a design like I do if I do in React now, but clients was giving me a design, mm-hmm. and I was building everything from scratch, but in WordPress, with a WordPress back office, tailor-made for the client, tailor-made builder, and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. So, did you realize at that point, looking back and saying, wow, all the things I learned in little time, and saying, whoa, I saw WordPress as a black box at the beginning and just plugging stuff into it, and now I see the box completely open. I see how it's working. I see the ins and outs, and I can find my way easily in all this technology. Did you realize that at that point?
Yes, I think it's our story as developers and with the imposter syndrome. If we look at all what we don't know and that other people do, then we have the imposter syndrome, and of course I have it. But yes. The way is to, if you look back, you say, wow, I learned all that. And you realize even more when you tell the story of, because I've done that, and that, because I think the knowledge is compressing in your mind. And you don't realize that you know all that because it's being part of you. And then if you have to tell, I know that, and then say, oh, I know all that. And then you realize that it's a lot. But yes, it comes gradually. And it's better for me. It comes by working, so always mm-hmm. stretching. And I think also what is different, it's as you have an engineer formation, so you learn everything, and you come.
But we're good for nothing. that's what we say about engineers. They're ready for everything, but they're good for nothing. So yeah,
I don't know that. Yeah, so we do. In my case, we do a lot of things, and then but it was more going from the periphery to the center. You know, I want mm-hmm. I have something that is pre-made, and a black box. You're in the black box, and you are taking like an onion. You're peeling the onion, and you want to go to the center and to be free, also to have the freedom to create whatever you want. And that's mm-hmm. Better than boredom is that, but I want more. I want to do that. I want, and I don't want to have limits. Yes, I hate limitations in anything. So I like freedom. So if I want freedom, I have to learn to do it myself and not to be limited by this or this from a WordPress theme or whatever.
Oh, this is so awesome. Yes. This is really cool. So you learned all of this. You really peeled out the onion, as you said, and understood the ins and outs of WordPress. And at some point, you probably reached a plateau, saying, "Okay, you know a lot of things. If you want to know twice more, it will take exponentially more time to really go deeper." And that's probably where boredom started to emerge again. And that's where I cut you before. So, what did you do with emerged, this?
I had also. A really complicated project, but with a toxic client. Type of client that you have done everything, and then they do a Q&A for. They were loading literally an image of super heavy, and I told them, and they annoy you for a little arrow on the Samsung phone, etc., and reiterating new Q&A and not letting you go for 6 months, and so I think yes, that was the plateau. And I realized, oh, I want to learn more things. And so I did a JavaScript bootcamp in 2018.
Oh, how did you decide on going for a JavaScript bootcamp at that point?
I remember perhaps on Twitter somebody talked about boot camps and I begin to look at this and something. Oh, I want to do this. And when I want something, I become quite obsessed by it. It's monomaniac. So I have perhaps that's why I learn quickly also.
Okay.
Because I became obsessed by something and I don't see anything else. And so I found it one in Barcelona and it was in Spanish. And as I'm born bilingual, my mother is Spanish, my father is French. I'm born in France and I live in Madrid now. And so I speak English. Oh, yes. One thing also that is important for development. I have lived in Andalusia 15 years ago. And when I arrived there, my English was basic. The English for school as French people, as you know, we are not have the better education in English. So, I have this basic English. But I was in Andalusia by the coast in a place where there was people, English people there from 20 years that don't speak Spanish. So I came back after 3 years there, I came back fluent in English.
Unexpected twist.
Yes, and without, believe it not, without that, I will not be there today because I was not realizing you really need English for that. And it would have been very limiting in all the courses I take online were in English. But this bootcamp was in Spanish and say, okay, it's to have less load on my mind, you know, there is already so much things to learn that doing it in one of my native language, it's easier. So that's why I choose this one in Barcelona. And it was full stack Node and React. So 3 months full time. And yes, it was really good because the bootcamps, you are totally immersed. You can do it online, but being live, you cannot think about anything else. It's really an immersion. I even wasn't able to think about WordPress or things because your mind is turned on this and you learn faster. It's an immersion. Mm-hmm. So after that, most of my colleagues at the bootcamp were getting jobs. I was not there to get a job. I was there to not get bored, to learn more things. But after that, yes, I learned React and say, okay, what I'm going to do now? And at this time in 2019, and the hype was with Gatsby. So everybody was in Gatsby. So I dive into Gatsby I never talk at conference at this time. And I had my friend, Zach Gordon. So Zach Gordon was a teacher, very well-known teacher retired from tech, in WordPress. And is by his courses, he was in Team Trials, that I learned how to make WordPress themes. And Zach made a course named JavaScript for WordPress because they announced, yes, learn JavaScript deeply because of Gutenberg, which is built in React, etc. And so he created this course. He is a very good developer, but also a very good communicator and businessman and speaker. And many people that have passed by his course. And I was on his course. And he was organizing every year a conference, JavaScript for WordPress. And I was learning Gatsby. And so I write to him, say, oh, perhaps I can speak about Gatsby at your conf. With WordPress. And I said, oh, yeah. And then we had a call and we meet in person. And at the end of our meeting, he said to me, look, I want to propose you something to build. I have the project to build free themes with free WordPress theme and turn them into Gatsby. Are you interested to work with me on that? I said, oh, yes, I want that. And that was the beginning of really a new adventure. So we built that together with other guys too. And Zach, yes, helped me a lot personally, etc. Really a nice guy. And after that, I speak at this conference. It was in 2019. Online, it went well. And after that, Gatsby write me on Twitter to be speaker at Gatsby Days in London. And the funny thing is I have already took my ticket to go to Gatsby Days, to the conference. I wanted to go. And so they refund me, and it was my first in-person conference in 2019, the Gatsby Days in London. So it was really, really great.
And how did that talk go as the shy extrovert that you described yourself being?
But I already cure the shy thing with the drama school.
Oh, okay. the shy wasn't there anymore.
Yes, it's always there, you know. It's always a wound somewhere. And if you find people, for example, that are talking a lot, talking too much, I'm part of them. It's because we want to hide this shyness. So we do too much. And we can seem very extrovert, but it's a struggle too, because we are not somebody that is very confident and secure will be calmer, etc. So you can find this type of symptoms. Okay. So, but yes, it goes much better.
So and, the talk went well.
Yes, but to have been in drama school, of course, make me much more confident on stage. And the way of speaking, etc. There is things that you don't forget. I'm planning actually to perhaps retake a drama school here in Madrid to have fun and to improve my speaker skills, because I'm doing a lot of talks now. and so yes, but I was amazed when Gatsby called me for that. I said, "Wow!" And I had a great time. It went well. And one thing that I remember speaking at conference, I think it's great to take out to cure the imposter syndrome too, because you see the reaction of people, you feel that people are learning something from you, and they are happy, and they come to see you and ask questions. And the most crazy was somebody that created things, really, really a great engineer, and come to me, "Oh, your talk was great, etc." And he learned things. And then you realize that what you know is not what they know, and it's complementary. And my path in life, yes, it's doing creative things, and it's not the same that a deep engineer that will have perhaps will be better in code, but perhaps I will have other creative ideas because who I am and because of my life too. So it's two different things. But well, the imposter syndrome never goes totally away. No, it doesn't. No.
You just learn to live with it.
Yeah. And to be fine with it. Yes. So that was my first conference. That was great. And yes. And after that, I decided to create professional Gatsby WordPress themes.
Mm-hmm. So not the three ones you did to do that full time.
Yes, I always wanted to create a product, to create something, again, the creative thing. So okay. Yeah, that's something I always have in mind. And so I did it with Paulina, a colleague. She's really good. She's a doctor in math and super creative. And Zach was supposed to be the marketing, but Zach retired. And you realize that I have a lot of fun creating it. They are beautiful. But without marketing, you don't sell.
Mm-hmm. So you had to do marketing on your own?
No, because I don't like marketing. So,
so you didn't
it's
sell?
Not no. My thing. I don't have the money to invest, you know, to hire. I have a woman who joined me, Bridget. She was doing Twitter, but she has to earn her life too. So she cannot put full time on that. So at the end, I maintain it a time, but then when I enter Storyblock, I stop it because I was making one sale a month. And so it was exciting. Somebody said, buy it in Japan, you know. And so it was exciting to know it, that you have created something and somebody at the other side of the world buy it. And I learned a lot by building that. So I never regret to have done it. But I learned that if one day I create something, I will not do it alone. I need a business partner. I can learn it, but it's not my thing. It's not something I enjoy. So you cannot be everything. And building a business has several parts. So yeah. I'm building a blog template now in Storyblock for the community. So I'm retaking that, you know, but inside the company.
So how did you decide on the next step when you realized, okay, this Gatsby theme business is not working as well as you expected? You need to do a next step. How did you went at solving this problem?
Oh, that was not, at this moment when I did the Gatsby theme, I was still in being a freelancer. Well, I was a freelancer, but more specialized in the headless WordPress world, using WP GraphQL is a plugin for WordPress, create a GraphQL API. So I was a lot in this community, and I made several projects as a freelancer in headless WordPress. Especially once they called me because they saw my product, and it was transferring a WordPress blog. It was music tech. It was a beautiful blog with, I don't know, 8,000 posts, transferring it to Gatsby, but keeping the back office in WordPress. I like my design too, and it was close to what they do. And they have the creative, the brand design was there, but I have to create the design too. I did it in code with Tailwind. And so it was really one of my favorite projects because it was creative. The team was great. It was also developers, so they will take back on other things. And the website was beautiful. So it was really one of my favorite projects. And it came from they contacted me because they saw my website for the themes. So that was nice. So I was continuing both, you know, and hoping that at the moment, you know, it take off, etc. But no, the next step came because it was just 10 years I was freelancing. So it's like, yes, it's fun because it's really a decade. And 22, and yes, the project I get become bigger. So when you have something that can be toxic, and you go to the bigger step, you can underestimate it, and a project can become toxic, and that happens. I had two toxic projects 2021. I remember the summer 21. I think I didn't even take weekends. I was just turning crazy with this project. Yes, it was. That's how you find out. So yes, you talk about hiring people. I had people working with me. And I find a collaborator because I was stuck in this thing and everybody has let me down. And so I find on Discord this guy solve a bug I have. And so we had because if you ask from people and you have 20 people that came and you don't know who to choose. And and so this guy, we had a call, he's from India, and we had immediately great feeling and his personality too. It goes with me and he really helped me on this project, saved my life on this project. At the point when I entered Storyblock 1 month after he entered too.
Yes.
So we're still in the same company, etc. So it's really, really a nice, nice story, and he's amazing. He's just somebody that can take any documentation you don't know, and a few hours after you have the solution. So it's he didn't do engineering, he's doing that for 3 years, but I think yes, in India I talk with people, they have math education very young, and I think it trains the brain. And another friend told me also that the written language is so complicated that it trains the mind to understand it. So there is some, when they are brilliant, they are really, really good, and it's always amazing me. So yes, I had this toxic project, that's 2021. In 2022, then it was a cancel project after cancel project. So I had 10 years flowing. I didn't do marketing. Projects that were just flowing by contacts and things, and it was easy. I never had to. My freelance life was. I don't know if 2022 was bad luck or if the 10 years before was huge luck. You know? Because I never had a plan or make marketing or anything. So I think the next step would have been to have an agency the way I was going. Okay. And I believe in science and things like that. And I think if I realize now being an agency would have been an ego thing, you know, it's my business, etc. But if I realize what I like to do, I love learning, I love creating, and I love communicating. I don't like, you know, running after clients, doing marketing and managing people. You know, it's not what I love to do. I love to create things and learn things. So I think it would have been the wrong path, almost this way. So it's like the sign, okay, no, that's not the way you have to go. So we are going to cut you the money and you're going to go to another path. Now it's time. So this really, I really take the message like that. And I've been asked to be I was asked to be developer relation in 2020. After I made my talks, etc., by Frontity. Frontity was a React framework exclusively for WordPress. And now they have been bought by Automattic, and not the framework, but the team. The team is working on Gutenberg. Mm-hmm. And they are from Spain. And so they contact me to ask me to be developer relation. But at this time, okay, I didn't want to work for a company. I want to keep free. And I was thinking that developer relation was only about writing documentation. And that's not something that wasn't enjoying. So I say, I even didn't think about it. I say, no, I'm not interested. And so they asked me if I can recommend somebody. And I recommend my former teacher for my bootcamp, which entered there just before the pandemic, and he's super happy, and it's fun because we became friends because he was interested about WordPress and I was in WordPress, and now he works at Automattic, and me, I work in JavaScript. So we work in JavaScript, but he works at Automattic. So it's a fun story too. So yes, I have been asked for that. Then it was on a WP Engine, the hosting of WordPress. They contact me and say me, oh, we are searching for a manager for developer relation, and Jason Langsdorff has recommended you to. Let's see, what? Why me? Jason is super nice and recommend me, so he really appreciated. But I didn't understand why he was recommending me for that. I didn't think about it. But then 2022 was really hard. I begin to learn Web3. But in front end, and I had a project for a NFT marketplace, so it was going to save my finance. And then the crypto crash came, and the project died. So it was really a bad situation. And Gatsby was searching a head of DevRel, so I apply and I passed for interview. But you don't go from freelance to head, I imagine. So. It didn't work. And then I met Debbie O'Brien. Perhaps you know her. She's at Microsoft and she lives in Mallorca. And I was living in Mallorca and somebody told me, oh, you have to meet Debbie. And we had lunch, not for work, but just because we are two women in tech living in Mallorca. And that was 10 days after the rejection for Gatsby in June 2022. And she told me, oh, you have to apply at Storyblock and at Prismic, and I know them, you can write from me, etc. And this day I was working on my theme again, etc., and say, okay, I'm going to do something else. I would Storyblock, and I applied the same day. And 3 weeks after, I had an offer.
Wow.
So, yes, I never applied to a lot of companies, but I only go for... Yes, so that's the things too, because I see people applying to many, many, many things. And I was not really searching for a job. I was searching for something that bring me somewhere else, but something I like. So Gatsby first, because it was organic for me, because I was building product with them. I even did a video for them as a contractor. So it was quite obvious. And Storyblock, oh, okay, it's a headless CMS, so this is where I come from. So it was really, you know, speaking to me. And so it happens very, very quickly instead of applying to hundreds of things. Right? I was perhaps lucky, but, but well, 3 weeks after I had an offer and I begin as developer relation just 1 year ago. It would be 1 year on the 23rd. So, yes.
And congratulations for that.
That's how it happened.
Are you still working on the themes part, or
no? I keep it as yes, I leave it. In the beginning, I was thinking, even I put on Twitter, yes, don't worry, I will maintain it. But no, it was not selling. So, and I was so occupied with my job, I quickly realized I was not. It cannot be profitable if I don't have somebody dedicated to marketing, you know, and really taking that. So I let it die. And but I have to, the website is still alive, and it's because the website is really nice and I built it myself. And once or two I had somebody who buy it, and so I refunded it immediately. I have to take it down. I have to take the time and take everything down because it's it's not there anymore. But I don't know at what time I decide, okay, no, I cannot. That's not possible. Perhaps one day, you know, and I'm learning a lot to being a dev developer in a company. And also I'm learning, being a freelancer and alone, you learn what you can, but you have nobody that teach you anything. So it's, you stretch and... But you, yes, and so being at a company, you see bigger projects and bigger things, and you learn things. And also, yes, for the imposter syndrome, you realize that your way of thinking, sometimes you think, why I think like that, and people don't think like that. And you think that you're right because other people approve you. So, and you can find help also with colleagues. So it's really refreshing after working alone for so long time.
I understand that. Do you think there's something that Alexandra, who was learning, or was studying pharmacy, I don't want to say how many years ago, should have, or that you would have something to tell that person and say, hey, don't worry about the future. Because
Don't worry. This is not what you are going to do. You're like, yes. You will be. No, a fun story I always tell. It's I wanted to be an actress, and now I work on screens. I'm on stage. I give interviews. I do videos. And I have, yes, the last story, it's I have a pseudonym. Spalato, it's not my true name. I totally invented, like actors. My true name is very French. It's Perrier, which is... In English, Perrier, in Spanish, Perrier. It don't sound good. So it was when I entered in Codebol, I have this public profile, and I was living in Croatia. My partner is from Croatia. And we think, okay, I have to find another name. And so we think, in fact, Spalato is the ancient name, the Roman name, Italian name of Split. If you type Spalato on internet, you will see the city of Split in Croatia, which is beautiful. And I was living there at this time. So this is where my name comes from.
Awesome. It's fun to see how things connect in the end, how you can look at your story and say, hey, I picked that from here and that from there and that from there. And that's who am I now. I couldn't piece that out before, but now I see.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. When I begin with WordPress and all that, I was thinking to do small website to actors, you know. Already the theme thing, I was building digital themes, but it didn't work. But I never, ever imagined to be where I am now and speaking at conferences in the US. And I made a joke about that at my last conference, Remix. So I don't know what had happened next, because 10 years ago, I didn't even imagine doing what I do now. So in 10 years, I don't know where I will be, to be honest.
So we'll be keeping an eye on you.
Being open, keep open to life. That's don't put barriers. Keep open and play and see what happens.
Amen to that. Alexandra, thank you so much. It's been a blast listening to your story.
Thanks.
So where would be the best place to continue this discussion with you?
Twitter, Alexa Dark on Twitter. Not because I'm dark, but my partner name is Darko. So it's a pseudonym, Alexa Dark with account.
Okay, so we'll add a link to your Twitter account in the show notes directly.
Yes.
People can just scroll down and click on it. Anything else you want to plug in before we call it a day?
I think Yes, I think it's okay. We can continue for hours like that. Because as an extrovert, I like communicating and talking with people. So it was really nice speaking with you. And
thank you, it was likewise. And thank you for that. And this has been another episode of The Upper's Journey. And we see each other next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for tuning in. I hope you have enjoyed this week's episode. If you like the show, please share, rate, and review. It helps more listeners discover those stories. You can find the links to all the platforms the show appears on our website, devjourney.info/subscribe. Creating the show every week takes a lot of time, energy, and of course money. Would you please help me continue bringing out those inspiring stories every week by pledging a small monthly donation? You'll find our Patreon link at devjourney.info/donate. And finally, don't hesitate to reach out and tell me how this week's story is shaping your future. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Timothep, TIMOTHEP, or per email, info@devjourney.info. Talk to you soon.